Okay, so we're learning Pshar Dalet Perek Yud Aleph, and here let me just remind you of our learning that the Nefesh HaChaim said a chiddush nifla, mashaloi nemru b'kol ha'achronim, as far as I know, or in the Rishonim, maybe the Talmidim of Nefesh HaChaim said it, but not before him, and that is that if everybody in the world, God forbid, would stop learning Torah, if there would be no Torah in the world would be chayzer l'toyu v'avayu. He says himself later, I don't even have a raya for this. He just knows it's true. So nobody says otherwise. I was like, nobody says, well, if we stop learning Torah, okay, the world would be great. But nobody that I can find, and I looked into it, says so strongly as he does that the world would be chozer l'tayhu v'vayhu. And he goes on to explain why this would be. None of them are, I just want to point out, none of them are a raya that the world would be chozer l'tayhu v'vayhu. And frankly, I for one don't want to take a chance on this. But what he does do is bring many chazals that demonstrate this point. In other words, there's a difference between a raya and this fits in over here and it fits in over there. But it's a interesting aside, not so much a theoretical question as to whether the world would go back to Toyo Vavayu and we're guaranteed that there's always going to be Lamed Vav Tzadikim and people learning Torah. And even the he explains in one place, even the in the Pirkei Avos, I think, even how the time what do they call it, the time zones. Are for this purpose that, while we're not learning Torah here in Israel, they're learning Torah in Australia, etc. That's the more important part about this Chiddush is that the power of Torah itself. Or is that whether the Torah is going to go, whether the world's going to blow up? That's not the question. The question is, like, what are we doing when we're learning Torah? So you can go from, well, we're getting good information, we're learning our tachlis in life. You can go from that to, wow, like, this mitzvah that we're doing of Limud HaTorah right now is like giving, it's like plugging the world into a charger, it's like really charging it up. You can learn that it's being mechayeh and giving chiyus to the Olam HaSal. You can learn that. And we've gone over all those yesodos, I don't want to go over it again. Or you can say, if you unplug the Torah, it's not like you unplug your cell phone. If you unplug the Torah from the world is chozer l'tayhu v'vayhu. Now, that's a much bigger chiddush. It's like, in other words, this is the world. And shows you the koach of Torah, which needs to be explained. Like, why would Limud HaTorah be the battery pack, or whatever you want to call it, in the world itself, Lefi Rabbeinu Chaim Volozhin, the world will go back to Tohu Vavohu. And another point is that he makes a distinction, very important distinction, between Torah and mitzvahs. Don't think I'm talking about if nobody would be frum. I'm talking about Torah, I'm not talking about mitzvahs. If people don't do mitzvahs, different story. But if without Torah, the world would be chayzer to the exact lashon is be chayzer l'tayhu, l'tayhu. So again, now we have to make even a finer distinction. It's not like if there wouldn't be tzaddikim, or if there wouldn't be lamed vav tzaddikim, or there wouldn't be people doing mitzvahs. Talk about people wouldn't be learning Torah. Learning Torah, the world would be chayzer l'tayhu. So we have a distinction between Torah and mitzvahs. I would like to posit before I say anything here that Toyu Vavayhu, Bracious Barlokim as a Shemaim, so Aretz Vaharetz Haisa Toyu Vavayhu Vachoshech Alpanei. That state of Toyu Vavayhu, firstly, what seems to be clear that people think mistakenly that that's before the Bria. Aretz Haisa Toyu Vavayhu. It's not the before the Bria. The before the Bria, we have no idea what it doesn't talk about before the Bria. The Torah starts with the base because there's a whole Aleph out there. Behind that, we have no idea what that. But Tohu Vavohu was the first step of creation itself. So, if you can understand a world of Choshech, you can understand a world of Tohu Vavohu. And if you can understand a world without grass, you can understand a world without Tohu Vavohu. Tohu Vavohu was the first. Bracious Bar Elokim Asa Shemayim Vasa Aretz Vaaretz Haisa Tohu Vavohu So that was the Haskalas HaBriya. It wasn't before the Bria. I would like to posit that Tayu refers to Torah and Bayu refers to mitzvahs. And being that we're making a distinction here between Torah, Limud HaTorah, and mitzvahs, I want to make the same distinction between Tayu and Vavayu. And first of all, the biggest riot to that is that if you look at the Chazal, that the world is 6,000 years old. The first 2,000 years is what? Tayhu. Doesn't say anything about Tayhu Vavayhu. The first 2,000 years, people did do mitzvahs. But, we find Yaakov Avinu did Erev Tavshilin. We find people did mitzvahs. Before him. But we find mitzvahs, per se, they did. Or didn't do, like Adam Arishan had a mitzvah, like Seichel Menaitz. There was an Indian of mitzvahs. But the Indian of Torah, in any way that we understand it from Avraham Avinu or Har Sinai, let's say, so that's the absence, not of Tayu Vavayu, but it's the absence of Tayu, a very, very important thing. So, Ladati, Tayu is a lack of Torah, and Vayu is a lack of mitzvahs. I want to be Mechalik here for a second with what is Ladati a Yisoid Nifla in the difference between Torah and mitzvahs. What's the difference between Torah and mitzvahs? We say it together, Torah and mitzvahs. What's the difference? Kishem shenichnas l'bris, can't you connais l'Torah? L'chupa l'maisim tovim. Maisim tovim, presumably mitzvahs. Torah is Torah. And the distinction I heard from my Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Levracha is as follows, very important yesod, that we find by Torah, let's say you're learning Torah, teaching Torah, we find that there's an Indian, for instance, many different halachas, there's an Indian, for instance, of mahu b'china, mafatza b'china. You're not allowed to charge money to teach Torah. Hashem's teaching for free, I'm giving the shir for free. A Rebbe has to make a living, etc. Schar batola. You can't pay him for the Torah. You can pay him for money he could have made on the outside. He's bevato. All kinds of things in Shulchan Aruch Yerodea that it says. By mitzvahs, we never find anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that if you're selling esrogim, you're not allowed to charge money or make money. If you're selling tefillin, nobody says you're not allowed to charge money or make money. It's a parnasa. Questionable parnasa, dubious parnasa in a certain way. But there's no din of bechinam. So why is it that Torah is bechinam? Let me ask the question deeper. Why do we say mahu bechinam, avata bechinam? Okay, God does it for free. Okay, that's his choice. He's God the philanthropist. But why should we do it for chinam? People charge a lot of money. And why by mitzvahs don't we say mahu b'china mafata b'china? So the reshivas of what?
It belongs to everyone.
Right. So a yisoid to think about, correct? That Torah is coming from the top to the bottom. Shem said the Torah, we get the Torah. Mitzvahs are coming from the bottom to the top. We do mitzvahs. Yep. Moshe kibol Torah miSinai, Moshe le Yeshua, Yeshua le Zakenu. We took the Dvar Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu took the Dvar Hashem, and I'm summarizing a lot of the Nefesh HaChayim, but this is the Yesod as I was Makabal it. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Torah from the Shemayim, gave it to the Aretz, and not just Philip, it belongs to everyone. We are now Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlucha D'Rachmana, or Shlucha D'Dan, to continue, that's what happened at Har Sinai, to continue filling up the Omala Aretz Chachma, to continue the teaching of Torah. We're doing God's work here. Masha'en Ken, when we do mitzvahs, we're not doing God's work. We're doing our work, which Hashem commanded us to do. So as long as we're doing Hashem's work, so we have to say, you got to be like Hashem. Mahu b'china mafata tiyah b'china. when we're doing our work, so do your work, do your work. So in a sense, I mean, in a sense, when we're teaching Torah, we're like Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. When we're teaching Torah, Vishinantam Levanacha V'dibartamam, or we're teaching Torah B'tzibur, or we're teaching Torah, whatever we're doing. But when we're teaching Torah, and for that matter, when we're learning Torah, we're being oisek in the Dvar Hashem, Kimitziyan Teitzei Torah, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. We're taking, however that Torah gets into this world, we're taking it and we're pushing it Hala. We're going weiter with the Torah. We're teaching the Torah. We're giving it to the next generation. We got it to Levincha. Comes to mitzvahs, that's not what we're doing. There's maybe a legacy of behavior, but it's not that we're, to the extent that we're teaching Torah, we're giving over mitzvahs to the next generation. But there's no mitzvahs, a mitzvah shebegufa. I can't put on tefillin for my son. I can't. So that's mitzvah. The difference between Torah and mitzvahs, I think it's the Yisoid Nifla, which Rav Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, said in Halacha, said it in a Mishmer. And I think it's the Yisoid for many, many inyanim of Halacha and many, many inyanim of Hashkafa and Musar. So Nekoit Klal Zeh B'yotcha. It's a very, I don't know what comes out of all these shiurim, but when I say over something from that I was makabel from my Rebbe, I feel like I'm giving over a Masorah, so this is an important Masorah.
Rebbe, when we said the first 2,000 years were Tohu, so I didn't understand. The first 2,000 years are Tohu. Tohu is Torah. Bohu is mitzvah. So how are we explaining that?
Okay, I didn't yet. So I am now. Tohu means wonderment. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what we're here for. We don't know why there's a world and what the world is. And, you know, Nebuchadnezzar people that are born into the world and die from the world and try to figure out like why they're here. We have the Torah. We have the Torah, and we know why Hashem created the world. We understand what we're supposed to do in the world. We understand the purpose. If not for Torah, everything would be tohaim. V'haysa haaretz tohu, v'vayu v'chayshech apnei tohaim. Tohu means everything would be a question. Like, you know, the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva that he calls Tshuva tohe al harishayin. It's like I'm questioning, you know, that's Toha. It's a lashon of the Rishonim even. Tohu harishayim. Tosfos says it in a few places. Tohaim is a lashon, an abyss. It's like a lack of understanding. Bechlal, lashon tema. Tohaim, lashon tema. And we spoke about that last week, but I just want to, you know, continue. That's Tohu, a world without Torah. Bayhu is the lashon of Bahola. Bahola is, you know, we always say confusion, but it really means that when we're Bahola, it means we're in a state of not just confusion, that's Tohu, not just we don't know what we're doing here, what the heck is going on, but Bohu means we are in a panic during this confusion. You know, so if you look, let's say in Parshas Bechukosai, where part of the klala or the toichacha that we receive, God forbid, if we don't do mitzvos, and we don't do mitzvos besimcha, so then we, God forbid, get bahala, not tohu, we get bahala. Meaning when we're violating our own instruction manual, the whole Parshas Bechukosai is talking about the instruction manual of mitzvahs. You don't worship Avodah Zarah, you keep Shabbos, etc. Mitzvahs Aseh, mitzvahs Lois Aseh. So that's always parallel to Bahala. And Bahala is a state of, you know, imagine it's a lawless state. You know, you watch the news, and you understand how scary it is for the world to be lawless even for a minute. There's no Seder, but laws have to do with what we do, the behaviors that we take, the ethics that we take on, the way we relate to other people, the opposite of chaos. So, you know, every day we say Tachnun, we say V'nafshi nivhola mo'oid. That I'm in a Bahala. So the Bahala that the Parsha is talking about in Parsha's Teichacha, says Mefurish in the Chazal, that the Bahala that we're talking about is Golos Bayis Rishon. And probably Golos Bayis Sheni, because I'll talk about it as Golos Bayis Rishon. What happens when there's a Golos? Okay, here we were. The whole Klal Yisrael was Yashvu Al Admasim, everybody. If you were a Jew, you lived in Israel, and if you're in Israel, you were a Jew for the most part. But if you were a Jew, you lived in Israel, you had the Beis HaMikdash, you had the Kohanim, you had the Talmidei Chachamim, you had Tanoim. That was the Bayis Rishon era. It was built by Shlomo HaMelech. That's where the Jews went. Went through David HaMelech, Yeshua ben Nun, David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech. We were there. Then all of a sudden there's Golos. So what does that Golos mean? What's the meaning of that Golos? Okay, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. That's what everybody says. That's pretty bad. Not to have a Beis HaMikdash, but in my opinion, it misses the whole point. You should have a Beis HaMikdash. How many of us are really, really, maybe the Chavetz Chaim waking up in the morning and like, God, I need a Beis HaMikdash. You know, we don't ask for that. We say, Shibana Beis HaMikdash. Well, we're talking about really, the world is in chaos. The world's in a state of panic. When we went into Golos Bayis Rishon, when the Babylonians threw us out of Eretz Yisrael, and this was their Kavana, by the way. This was their Kavana. It was to create a Bahala. We were in a state of panic. We had no homes. We had no real estate. We had no farms. We had no place, that no country that would really accept us. Chazal say, we say in the beginning of Kinois, that when we came out, the first stop we met was the Al Naras Bavel, Shom Yashavnu, Gam Bachinu. The first people we met were the, you know, Aravim, Chazal calls Arabs of some sort. And we thought they would be friendly with us because they're our cousins, the Bnei Yishmael, and instead they tried to kill us. They offered us water, and the water was salty water, and we drank it, and thousands of people died. We were so thirsty. But the Bahala is a state of panic, and a state of panic comes from lawlessness, and that's the Pshat Mitzvos. So in my mind, although I haven't seen this Mefurish, I have to say, but I'm just saying what I think, that in my mind, Toihu is a lack of Torah, and Boihu is a state of panic, which would come from a lack of law and order, a lack of mitzvahs. If everybody is keeping either the Taryag mitzvahs or the Sheva mitzvahs, b'nei noyach, you know what? The world is not chaotic. Nobody's killing each other. Nobody's stealing from each other. If everyone keep the Ten Commandments, for heaven's sakes, like, the world would be a non-chaotic place. So
in other words, the first creations were these chesronot, that Hashem created these massive, all-encompassing chesronot.
For sure.
What then is choshech?
Yeah, those are the four gullies. Toyu v'vayu v'choshech al p'nei tohim. But toyu was a matzah, v'choshech al p'nei tohim refers back to the Torah.
Okay, Rabbi, would this also count if they did the mitzvahs not b'simcha? Or Targum mitzvahs and Shiva mitzvah ne'noach, but not b'simcha?
Not only it has to be b'simcha, but it has to be from Hashem. It has to be l'shma. And probably the reason for that is, just common sense reason for it is, that if it's not done properly b'simcha, if you're not happy to do it, and it's not, you don't understand this mina shamayim. I know atheists, intellectual atheists, struggle with this, you know, all day. Like, why should I be ethical? Why should I be okay? Kiyum Olam. 11:30 last night, for some reason, I watched a professor speak. It was a professor because of the corona, speaking, gave a lecture on preparing for death. So don't ask me what morbidity inside of me is. Tell me to watch it. I watched it. You know, but, you know, just it struck me that the whole preparing for death, make a list of all the people you hurt, make a list of all the people that you owe money to, blah blah blah, missed the whole point. it wouldn't have prepared me for death at all, because why? Who cares if you're, but once you know, why do I need to apologize to somebody if I'm going to end up 6 feet under? The whole thing was muksha mitchilavat, like missing the main point, as these people often do, in my opinion. But what I'm saying is that it has to be besimcha, and it has to be lishma, and if you imagine such a world, it's a world without panic. And when you're in panic, you kill people. I want to say I'm not a political person, as you know, or a news commentator, but like all the alleged, I would imagine most of the alleged, shootings and police brutality, which I'm not sure how documented the whole thing is compared to the population of the police department in the United States of America, but I don't want to get into that. But all of them are probably in a state of Bahala. Dehainu, not that it was self-defense. I'm saying a different Nakuta. It's not that it was self-defense. It's Bahala. The policeman is not trained well enough. He goes into a state of Bahala. He goes into panic. When you're in a state of panic, you shoot, you do all kinds of things. I'm not talking about the guy with the knee on the neck, but I'm just saying in general, all the cases that you bring, why would I shoot somebody? Because they're running after me to kill me, or I think so, or for whatever reason, my brain triggers me into a state of Bahala. The point I'm making, I'm just using this for illustrative purposes. You could agree with my politics or not, but I don't have such strong opinions about it. But what I'm saying is a state of Bahala is a state of panic. I want to just spend one more minute on this and then get into the Nefesh HaChaim, but it's important for me that the definitions, and we spent last week also talking about the definition, but Chazal have a halachic concept. Let's just learn a din together. There's a din of Adam Bahul Al Mamoinai. Okay. Wow. Bahala. Nafshi Nivhal Ma'oid. What is Adam Bahul al Mamoinai? Machleik is in the Gemara if Adam Bahul al Mesai. What does it mean? So, but let me just teach halacha for a minute. We'll be showing halachas. One of the most confusing halachas in the Shas. Why? Because the Adam Bahul al Mamoinai, let's stick with that one, is sometimes creates a kula and sometimes creates a chumra. What's the chumra? The chumra is that if somebody, God forbid, they come home from shul and they see their house is burning down on Shabbos. So says the Gemara Mefurish, Shabbos Kuf Tosayin probably, and in Shin Lamed Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to go into the house and save your things. I'm not talking about lives. Lives are pikuach nefesh. But they're talking about, let's say, things, stuff. You want to save your money or your wallet or your, or whatever is your Picasso. So you're not allowed to save your things on Shabbos. Like Mar says, Amai, you go in there and save the Picasso. Picasso's worth $100,000 or something like that. And you're taking it out. Let's say there's an Eruv. You're taking it out. So what is it? Muksa, machmas chasar, and kiss. Come on. I take my painting out. Let's say it's not muksamach meschusar and kis. I take it out and I bring it to the shachin through an eruv. So why is it usher to do? What's this gzeres chachamim? Such a harsh gzeres chachamim. So the answer says the Gemara Amar Eish Lakish Adam Ba'alam Amaynai, and it means to say that if we allow this person to run into their house to save their Picasso, they're going to start putting out fires, and putting out fires in a sederaisa. Kibui is in a sederaisa. Okay, so the Gemara questions, is Kibui Issa D'Raisa, is it a Melacha Shesrich L'Gufa, not for our Inyan, Yilchazer Shabbos Kuf Tazayin, and you'll see the Sugya. But the point is that Adam Ba'al HaMamoinai means that when I am in a state of, Chazal understood something so deep, when I am in a state of panic, I'm not going to be Mechalik between Masha Mutter or Masha Aser. And if this Jew, Erlich Yid, is running into a burning house, and he says, all right, let me just save this, let me just save that, even a Sefer Torah, I am when I'm in that house, I'm in a state of Bahala, yes? So what does Bahala mean? There are no rules. There are no midas tovos. I just got to get out of here. I got to get out of here alive, and I've got to get this stuff out of here. And even if it's not your life, even if it's money, Chazal said a drasha, adam bal amamoynai, that a person gets into a state of panic over their money, over their stuff. Frank the Gemara, what about if you have a mace in there? You know, God forbid, your relative was dead and he's lying in wait in the house. So this is a Gemara, Shaila in the Gemara. Machloek is Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If Adam Bohol al Mesai, if not Adam Bohol al Mesai. But anyways, there's a Xeris Chachomin. And that's Aser Ba'alacha, and it's brought in Simon Shin Lama Dalet, I believe, in Shulchan Aruch Erechayim. You can look up the halacha. There's another halacha, Mishnah, you're all familiar with, in Masechta Shabbos. Misha Hichshich Alav Aderech. Somebody's on the bus, on the Muncie bus, coming back from Manhattan, and the bus gets stuck in traffic, and I got to get out and walk because it's Shabbos, and we're sharing a Shabbos. So, and the bus driver's Jewish, and here I am on the Palisades Parkway. I hope you can all relate to my geography, but that's where I was for many years. And I was in that exact situation. So the question is, Beseder, like, you know, I'll take the track, but am I allowed to carry my wallet? Am I allowed to carry my cell phone? That's the question. Says the Gemara, you know what? If there's a guy nearby, take it out of your pocket, let the guy carry it. Why? Because they turn it into a malach and drabana. Why? Because adam bal amamaynai. You're in a state of panic, and if we don't allow you to do this aveira, you're going to end up doing isurei deraisa. You're going to hitchhike already, and you're going to start driving cars and whatever you're going to do. So you see what happens? Adam bal amamaynai is the same principle, which is used L'chumra by Adleika and L'kula with Mishich Shechalav Adarach. I'm saying a halacha, complicated halacha, but that's the din. But same Adam Baal Amamayna. It's because Chazal were oimed on the psychology of the human being, or at least a Jew. And they say that, like, you know, once you're in a state of Bahala, B'nafshi Nivhala Moed, once you're in a state of Bahala, you know, go try to understand what you will do in that state of Bahala. And sometimes Chazal, in their unbelievable wisdom, decided that we should be Mekel, and sometimes they decided we should be Machmir. Because look, you know, like, if the whole purpose of the Drabanan is so you shouldn't come to a Deraisa, so Chazal says, comes through Omer Reish Lakish, but this Drabanan is going to come to a Deraisa, Gufa. So do a Drabanan to protect the Deraisa, Hagufa. Shankin running into a fire. All these should be theoretical for all of us, but I just wanted to explain the word Bahala. So,
Rabbi, can I ask, in a sense, like, the period we're living in now seems to be a period of extreme Bahala. At least, on, you know, I personally feel that. Has this in any way, the third lot of 2,000 years didn't discuss Bahala.
Correct. And Bahala, it's all part of the Golos. Golos equals Bahala. And Golos gets stronger before it gets better, in some ways. The Geula is coming, Kima, we're here in Eretz Yisrael, there's Kibbutz Golios. But at the same time, Golos gets stronger, and when Golos gets stronger, Bahala gets stronger, confusion gets more. You know, look, what do you need more than the Chazal say? What was he doing? Let's create mass confusion in this world. Who's on top? Who's on the bottom? Who's in charge? Yeah. So what's the whole, you know, I was in the 60s. Anybody else here was in the 60s in America? God, you got the same color beard that I. Yeah. You know, so, you know, we always say this, you know, if you remember the 60s, it means you weren't there. But what, you know, the whole point, they were basically good people and came out a lot of good things from it. But the whole point was, you know, civil disobedience. So, you know, like, that was the point. Like, you know, nobody in a tie is going to tell, you know, young people what to do. And everything that we've taken as law and order is going to be stopped. Now, I'm not saying it's good or it's bad. It was an interesting sociological metzias of being in a revelation. I don't know if what's going on now, for instance, peaceful protests, violent protests, I don't know if it's different. It's basically social disobedience, so civil disobedience. If it's in violence, it's to an extreme. That's not so good for the Jews, Agav. But you know, it changed the world. You know, I was struck. I'm sorry for schmoozing so much, but I'm trying to make a point here. But when I moved from America to Australia, and you know, it's a long time ago already, but. And I said, wow, like everything is like different over here. I don't mean they speak with a different accent or, you know, it's sunnier or something like that. But like the mentality was completely different. Businessmen were different. Bankers were different. Electricians were different. Everybody's different. Like, and I was trying to be homemade on like what the people are people. I mean, why is it different? And why is it so much more formal? You know, in a certain way, it's much more formal, you know. And the answer is that they never went through the 60s over there. Never had the whole thing. They skipped the whole business, you know. So, you know, there was no communes on hilltops over there. There was no bucking the system, you know, until 1968 or something. There was a Negro law, you know. If you were a Negro, you weren't allowed to immigrate to Australia. Thank God they got rid of that law, but they kept all the rest of them. And you felt it, by the way, as a Jew, in my opinion. But the point was that, you know, like. This revolution is, in a sense, is it a good thing, bad thing? Go join it if you want to, but it's Bahola of the Golos. Ad shiyadu kulam is Das Hashem, until everybody keeps the Das Hashem and keeps the Mitzvah Hashem besimcha, v'tuv levav, and they know that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem runs the world. By the way, when we're talking about the Geula, we're not talking about anything. We're talking about a good world, that's all. Just a world that works. And the reason it works is very simple. Let's get rid of the Bahala. Let's get rid of the Vayhu. So what we're talking about, remember the first Yisoid that I said, and I'm going to get back to it on Sunday, but please don't forget this Hakdama, because for me it's very important. That Tayu Vayhu is Ladati Torah Umitzvois, which means Tayu means just a lack of purpose, a lack of understanding of the world, a lack of what we're doing here altogether. Tahoim, Tohu, and Vohu means Bahala, which is a state of chaos, which is not a lack of Torah. And Nefesh HaChaim here is speaking about the first 2,000 years was Tayu, and if we wouldn't have Torah, it's not that the world would disintegrate. And let's understand this maturely for a moment. He doesn't say the world would disintegrate. But if we would be no Torah in the world, it's not like poof, whoa, where'd the world go? No. If there would be no Torah at all, the world would be in a state of the world would be in a state of Tohu. Meaning purposeless. What's this all about? What's this for? And we'd be walking around. And I would imagine Tayu leads to Vayu. Because what we have to contribute, and this is where the Nefesh HaChaim is going to, you know, run with this, which is so extremely important for what we're doing, is what we're doing is being Mesakin the Tayu. And here's the hint word for our next Limud, by creating Malchus. I leave it with you. Good Erev Shabbos. I'll be Matzliach and everything.
Shabbos.